Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, folks, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. Listen, I'm your host, Professor Vernette A. Joseph, and I'm always joined by my good friend, my host, the global world civility leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Doc, I'm good. I'm good, Dr. V. Man, every time we get together, I know we're going to impact. So I'm excited. All day. Let's crack it, my friend.
I love it. Listen, today we're going to discuss divisions answers. Oh, I know it's already a tongue twister for you folks. Divisions answers. Now, as you listen to the topic of this show, your mind is already twirling and saying, what in the world are they going to be talking about? Well, I'm glad that you asked, because we're here to deliver just as we said. Now, Sir Clyde Rivers, when you travel all around the world, when you get to sit with kings and talk to them so that they can garner from you a biblical worldview, when you get that opportunity, what do these two words mean to you when you hear divisions answers? Talk to me, sir.
Professor, what I've seen is this. People's reality is all they know. So if you're coming from a different place, that's not their reality, it's automatically division. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's I realize people only know what they know. They only know, and hear this, they don't know what they read, they know what they experience. So many times we're talking to people about an issue and they have no experience. So they have no information grid to respond to you back in any way that can help that conversation. So many times what I've seen is we're talking apples and oranges. But here it is. We have to take the apples and the oranges and make apple orange juice. Are you hearing me, Professor?
Yes, you know I am. You know I am.
Go ahead, Doc. Over to you.
Listen, man, he's already starting up. It's not heating up. It's about to blow up, folks. Listen to what he said. Many people sit and say there's no way that you can compare apples and oranges. Well, you're right. You don't need to compare them. What you need to do is infuse them. And when you infuse them, what do you end up having? The best of both worlds. Instead of separating the two, you're having the best of both worlds, and you're getting to experience that. Now, when we talk about division answers, well, let's break that down. The action of separating something into parts, or the process of being separated. I'm going to say that one more time. Division is the action of separating something into parts, or the process of being separated. But when you bring those two words together, division and answers, you're no longer separating them. You're walking alongside them to get an understanding from both sides. So you heard apple, orange, or orange, apple, but now you have a juice that is infused that has both sides. And when you have both sides, that means, watch this. I don't know how many of you who are listening who even understand or can go this far back, but I'm about to give you the rest of the story, my good friend Paul Harvey, right? So when you have the orange and you have the apple and you don't separate the two and say you can only be one or the other, not both, you now come up with a new narrative or a new flavor that then impacts the community in which it was meant to impact. Stop taking division for something to be wrong. Take division to give you an answer for the season that you may be in, the region that you may be in, or how you're going to impact the globe. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. Are you hearing what we're saying already on Civility 360, folks? Division answers. You can get answers even in the midst of division. Back at you, sir.
You see, one of the things that I see even going on in America right now with the presidential changeover, I see two sides that don't have a lot of reality of each other's experiences. Mm-hmm. So some people say, wow, we're losing everything. And other people say, man, we're gaining everything. Mm. So how can you have two people with two different perspectives that live in the same country? Mm. Hear this. In the same country doesn't mean we're in the same world.
Woo-wee! Say that again, sir. Say that again.
Just because we're in the same country doesn't mean we're in the same world. Now, what do I mean by world? Your life experience is your world. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody has a world view. It's where they live. That's their lens. That's how they view it from. So when you have, I watch people arguing, Graham, with great, his point's great for him. His point's great for him. So how do you answer differences? How do you bring positive things in from differences? Because my truth is my reality. Mm-hmm. So what happens is this, man, here it is, man, professor. People put false expectations on every leader. The expectation's false. So there's always going to be disappointment, because when you put the false expectation that only Jesus can do, you put that on a man, the man's going to fail you, because the man's not Jesus, or the woman's not Jesus on either side. So what happens is this. I see people set themselves up for division and failures because they put too much power, too much thought in this, that. That's the answer. No, it's not the answer. The answer will be you really working, blending with someone that doesn't think like you.
Yes.
Over to you, Professor.
Man, I think that is so important. You know, when we really, really look at it, some of the greatest leaders in the world have dealt with people who they disagreed with, but they work closely with. Why? Because it gives you a different perspective. If everyone in your circle thinks exactly like you, you have the wrong circle. You need people who are going to challenge your mindset, challenge your perspective, and help you to see it from a world view. Now, I get it. Everyone is not necessarily a world leader, but could be. And the question is, what are you doing with the influence that you do have? Because most people don't understand, nor do they respect the influence that they have. You see, in this day and age of social change and social media and all of these different things going on, everyone does have an opinion. But the question is, how many people have answers? Wow. Because the world is looking for people who have answers, solutions, not problems. And where we are in the world today is everybody wants to point out the problem, but nobody wants to take the time to come up with the solution or give an answer for what is going on right now. And that's what I love about us and what we do here on Civility 360. We're not afraid to tackle any question, any industry, anything that is going on in the world today, because we believe wholeheartedly that civility is the engine that drives our world. There's nothing on the planet that can survive without civility. So my question to you today, are you a difference maker? Are you a person who is going to come with answers and solutions, or are you just going to pity pat and have a pity party about problems and things that you're not willing to try to change? Back at you, sir.
Man, that's powerful. You know, Dr. V, I'm thinking about this here. Think about, you know, right now we're in the playoff season of actually football. And I can tell you, a football coach, a defensive coordinator has his scouts up in the booth, and they're watching every single play. They're watching every foot maneuver, every this, if this guy backs away when you do this here. What they're doing, they're actually analyzing the opposition, and they are looking for advantage. Mm-hmm. They're looking for advantage to win. Well, guess what? We have to change our narrative from looking for the advantage to win, from looking at how can we win, not how can I win. Mm. So when you're in that booth looking over life situations, divisions and strifes, hey, the whole key is how do we win? Because watch this. Professor Burnett, I told someone, I said, when you create poverty, you got to feed the people you create the poverty in. And those people are coming back one day to eat. So you think you won for a minute? No. You just created a famine and a hunger, and now you have to feed the beast, or the beast is coming after you. So this is why nobody wins. Hear this: nobody wins when you have people that are mistreated. Nobody wins. It may look like you're winning for a minute, but I promise you, at the end, you're not going to win, because eventually what you sow, you're going to reap. And hear this, you can't fight that law from God. You may fight it, but you can't stop it. So this is why it's important for us to understand strategies. Like that football coach, of course, he's looking to win. He's looking to win. But I'm saying, we have to be like a coach looking for how can we all win, because ultimately, if the house goes down and you're on the Titanic, you all sink.
Mm-hmm.
Over to you, Professor.
You know, one of the things that as we're sitting here discussing this thing, this is something that I want all those who are out there watching, listening to the replay or watching the replay to really get in your heads. Now, we're not even, watch this, sir, watch this. We're not even fighting to win anymore. Because once again, civility is the core. So what we have to understand is we don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. Civility is our victory. So when you have a civility mindset, when you have a civility lifestyle, you're not fighting towards victory. You're fighting from victory.
Ooh.
And now when you go out, whatever it is that's the opposition, it's going to get tore down because you already have the victory. When we have proper people treatment, businesses will flourish. When we have proper people treatment, relationships will soar. When we have proper people treatment, economics is not even a question. But the problem is, sir, that we have come from the opposite. We're looking for the economics. We're trying to develop relationships without walking in civility. We're trying to establish business, but we're not appreciating or honoring people.
Wow.
It's flipped. It's on its back. It's upside down. And we are coming with Civility 360 to right side the entire globe to get them to see that without civility, it won't work and it won't last. So what are we saying to you today? Divisions, where your mind goes, says that's a bad thing. We are telling you that divisions bring answers. When you accept differences for what they are, when you embrace differences, you can now forge a pathway forward. And that, my friend, is what is going to change our world right here and right now. This frame of thinking is going to revolutionize the way we do business, the way we live, and the way we eat. Period. Back at you, sir.
See, I love what you're saying, Professor, because really the answers are in the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's process. And watch this here. People think in terms of so much of absolute. It's process. And then when you get to the absolute that you want, how many times have you gotten something that you want? And then you have to keep going. That mm-hmm. thing that you want will have to evolve. So see, differences, when we understand that it's process, it's a process. And as you're working with people, you may never get everything you want. See, this is the problem with division, Professor Burnett. Let me tell you this here. A religious spirit is not a church spirit. People have taught a division as a religious spirit. A religious spirit is a traditional spirit
mm-hmm.
because the word of God says man's tradition makes the word of God of no effect.
No effect.
What I'm seeing in America right now, I'm seeing two traditions colliding. Traditional thinking. And man, I mean, this is that and this is that on both sides. Both sides of traditional thinking. And they're right in their own tradition. And they pray, God help us. And he's not moving. I'm going, how come? Because man's tradition makes the word of God of no effect.
Come on now.
So we have to pray. We have to get God's will, which normally will come when we work together and hear each other. We can find something doable that we can do. Over to you, Professor.
I love how we preface this, and this is something that I want to say, is that we can all do better. I don't care what side of the coin you on, we can all do better. Because if we're going to be a great force, if we're going to be a disruptor, if we're going to change things, then we all must take ownership of saying that we can all do better. And when you look at divisions and answers, that's the mentality that you come with. We can do better. We can do better together than we can apart, right? And when you see that, now we're ready. Now the field is pliable. Now the hearts are ready. Now the minds are ready to actually make an impact.
Yes.
We can all do better. No one has everything perfect, but you've got to have a mind, you've got to have a heart, and you've got to be willing to set up. You got to be willing to get together. You got to be, watch this. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
And when you get to that point, now change can come. Now change can come.
I love
back at you, sir.
I love it because when you look at this here, sometimes this is where God is at times, Professor. Sometimes you want your way, they want their way, and God wants Yahweh. So sometimes your way and your way is not God's way. And God's going to do something different and make you both merge streams to have to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, I tell everyone this, for every clash, every conflict that goes on in the world, how does it start? It starts with words. And how does it end? Words.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody talked up a problem and somebody talks up a solution.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's where divisions answers. And man, I'm telling you, the answers are really in us working together. And Professor, I'm going to share something. Have you ever talked to people that no one is better or worse than people that don't have the experiences that you've had, and you're trying to explain something to them from a lens where you know they haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having a conversation and you just can't connect because you're talking and you're going, man, this person has no understanding what I'm saying because their reality is their reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is when we have to learn how to have bridge dialogue, to where we try to really understand each other and cause a bridge to where, okay, he's not going to understand me and I'm not going to understand him. So how do we bridge that? And this is where I believe our component of civility. So I'm going to respect you and hear you all the way out, because part of the challenge is this. When someone says something I don't like, it closes me off.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't want to talk no more. So I just want to tell you what's on my mind and not necessarily hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me, Professor.
Yes. And that's where it comes in, where we teach about listening intently. See, I don't want you to listen so that you can get a word in edgewise, right? I don't want you to be constantly thinking about what you want to say. I want you to hear everything that I am saying, download it, digest it, comprehend it, and then let's have a dialogue. Dialogue means it's two people having a conversation. But if in your mind you're thinking about, oh, what am I going to have for dinner? Oh, what this, that, and the other. Now, we're not dialoguing because it's only going one way. Right. So what we want is people to be able to hear each other. I mean, we wrote a great book called When Histories Collide, Understanding How to Do That. We have books out there in civility called Biolodge and A Bridge Dialogue. All of these things are so important. Why? Because we have to connect in order for our world to become more civil. People who have civility in them must be able to exude it so those around them can see what it looks like. And believe and then see that it's possible. And when we do that, when they can see two people who may not necessarily agree, but we don't have to kill each other. We don't have to fight each other. We don't have to beat each other up. We can respect each other. We can deal with one another with kindness and respect, which is civility, right? And we can still make an impact in this world. So just because you don't agree, again, just because there are differences, doesn't mean that it has to be bad. And that, my friend, is what the world has, that's become the norm of the world. You don't believe me? I believe. You don't speak how I speak. So well, there's nothing to talk about. No. What if that is the person who's going to unlock the problem that you're having?
Wow.
And what the world needs now is difference makers. What the world needs now is great communicators. What the world truly needs now is people of civility. See, they've tried everything else, sir. They've tried everything else. Money is not going to do it. Fame is not going to do it. It's civility and civility only that's going to open the doors and make the impact that people are seeking. We often tell people, if you want to be the change that you desire to see, you're going to have to change. And when you change, you've got to ask yourself, what type of change are you making and what impact will it make? So when I sit across the room from someone that may not think like me, may not sound like me, may not look like me, it doesn't mean that we have to both walk out of there upset. We are here to be civil. Humanity needs civility. When humanity meets civility, we win. But when humanity and civility doesn't connect, we have problems. And that's the state of the world today. We need to get back to humanity and civility.
That's powerful, because really, think about this. Everyone's telling the truth. Their truth. So if I'm telling the truth and you're telling the truth, we both have truth, and our truths are not connecting. Now we have to build a bridge. And let me tell you the power I've seen in this. The power I've seen in When Histories Collide, which is one of the books I have, is when I know, listening to you, you're going to have a different story. Now I'm not emotionally charged on the inside when you talk. I know. I now expect. So what happens is, with this book, Professor Burnett, it opens your insight to hear other people that you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm sitting there going, wow, okay, so now I know, here's my truth, here's your truth. And it has calmed so much stuff down with me. Because on the inside now, I'm not angry, I'm not emotional, I'm listening to the other side, because I know the other side is a truth that I don't have. So part of the problem is this: when you have a cookie cutter education, you actually retard unique brains. And when you have a cookie cutter system, you retard unique brains. Because you have that unique brain looking at one way, but the brain has 20,000 other ways.
Come on.
So
now,
I tell people, you have to understand, cookie cutter doesn't work except for making cookies, and you want them all to be the same. That's why our book Differences, and that's why we're talking about difference makers. Different makers look at issues differently. You see a problem, they see a solution. You see something you hate, they see a bridge. They see more information, and what you hate, they're taking your information and calling it information. And now you give them more knowledge to win with. So this is why the difference makers have to step up, have to look at things different, because differences are looking for answers. But you have to be a solution. You have to have an answer to a difference, which means you have to see it differently in order to walk out of the matrix of the same. Over to you, Professor.
Listen, folks, the ball has been dropped. The bomb has exploded. And what we're telling you today is, it truly is possible for you to have divisions and answers. And when you get to the right seat at the table, when you get the right mentality to move forward, you can change the world. We have a solution. And that solution, my friends, is civility. And we're standing behind that and bringing that to the edges of the world. All around the globe, people are experiencing civility on multiple levels. And what we're saying to you today is, just because it's different doesn't mean that it's bad. Just because you see division doesn't mean there's not an answer. There's an answer to every single thing. The question is, are you going to be a part of the answer, or are you going to be a part of the problem? As we get ready to close this one out, Sir Clyde Rivers, I just want you to drop a nugget on them that they will get what we're talking about when we say divisions and answers, because you and I get to work with leaders around the globe. And we have come into places where, yeah, we didn't agree. But before we left that table, we came to a conclusion. And that conclusion is civility for all is the most important thing. Back at you, sir.
Absolutely. People, you will disagree with people every day. Every day of your life, you will hear things that you don't agree with. What you don't agree with doesn't necessarily mean the other person's wrong. And you need to create a place within your understanding that wrong doesn't mean they're bad.
Come on.
Wrong does not mean the other person's bad. When you don't agree, listen, because sometimes they're going to give you knowledge that you didn't have. And maybe you're the one that's stuck and not them after you hear their knowledge. So my key thing for you is become a listener. When you don't agree, turn off the switch of anger and turn on the switch of listening. And listen, and you'll learn sometimes why things haven't connected. And that'll be your key to move things forward. Professor Bernard.
The only thing that I have to say on that, sir, is this. If you would take the time to listen five times more than you speak, you'll become a difference maker just like that. Listen, folks, we are super excited to bring you civility from all angles of the world. We're grateful and thankful for this platform, Civility 360. Look for more dynamic shows each and every week. We are so excited about the civility movement, the civility lifestyle that is happening around the globe. If you are a person who believes in civility and you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to our email at civility360@gmail.com. You can go to the website, www.civility360.com. If there's something that you want us to participate in or you have an inquiry, you can definitely hit us and leave us a message there. We're honored and it's a privilege to bring you civility in action each and every week. Blessings to you all. And remember, civility is what changes and drives our world.
Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.